听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome, everybody, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I hope you had a relaxing weekend. Well, one way that people relax, have fun, and exercise is through sports. Some people love to watch sports. Some people love to play sports. And, of course, there are those who love to do both. Today, you will be introduced to a pastime that involves sports. It actually allows you to run a professional sports team from your computer. Yes, I'm talking about fantasy sports, and it's turning into a very popular form of entertainment. Before we go any further, let's look at a few key words. The first is the word fantasy, which is found in today's lesson's title. Our example sentence reads, John's fantasy is that he will play baseball for the New York Yankees someday. Next, you will need to know the verb manage, as in managing his employees' work schedules was a struggle for the restaurant owner. Okay, let's open our magazines to page 20 and start the reading.
Fantasy sports. Run a professional sports team without leaving your computer. Have you ever dreamed of managing your own sports team? In the world of fantasy sports, you can do it with just an internet connection. How does it work? The easiest way to play fantasy sports is through websites like Hattrick and Yahoo Sports. If you like soccer, Hattrick is the site for you. With nearly 1 million users, it's the world's most popular fantasy soccer website. Users can choose the language in which the site appears, and there is no cost to join.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and today in our entertainment section, we have a fun article for you about fantasy sports. Now here we're talking about sports, but a special kind of sports called fantasy sports. Chip, help us out and tell us what this means.
Well, a fantasy sport, maybe we should talk about the word fantasy. It's one of our word bank words. A fantasy is very close to a dream, except a dream is something that you might have in your future that you hope to experience someday. A fantasy is like a dream, only it's pretty impossible to experience. A fantasy is an impossible dream, a dream that will never happen.
So fantasy sports is when you play sports, but you don't really play it. You play it on the computer, or it's a make-believe kind of sport. In fact, our deck says, run a professional sports team without leaving your computer. So you can be at home in front of your computer, but still run a professional sports team. Now first, let's talk about this word run. Here, run means to lead, to organize. It also means to manage. Chip, how else might we use this word run when we are talking about sports?
Well, usually when we're talking about sports and running with sports, we're usually talking about actually running, maybe running quickly or jogging. But here, our article's talking about running a team. When you run a team, we're talking about managing a team. Now, that word manage is one of our vocabulary words. And to manage something, as Esther explained, means the same as run, to lead, to organize, and here we're talking about managing a sports team.
So in the world of fantasy sports, you just have to be in front of your computer. And if you have a computer and if you have internet connection, then you can manage your own sports team.
And if you're a manager of a sports team, or if you manage a sports team professionally, then you would be the person who makes certain decisions for the team. So you would make decisions like who is on your team, who is not on your team, who on your team plays the actual sport, and what do you do if someone gets injured or hurt. If you manage a sports team, you would be making decisions like how to spend the team's money, things like that.
Well, the easiest way to play fantasy sports is on probably two websites, and today we'll be talking about these two websites. The first one is called Hattrick, and the second one is Yahoo Sports. Now let's watch more information about these two websites.
Fantasy sports is growing quickly in popularity. 3 years ago, it was estimated that in North America alone, almost 20 million people played fantasy sports. After just 1 year, that number jumped to almost 30 million people. One reason this is significant is because fantasy sports has the ability to create a lot of revenue. 3 years ago, fantasy sports was estimated to have a $3 to $4 billion annual economic impact on the sports industry.
So if you like sports a lot, maybe you have had the fantasy of someday managing your own professional sports team. And if that's true, then fantasy sports is maybe a good game for you to play right there at your computer.
Before the break, we talked about what fantasy sports are, and this is when you can manage a sports team online, and we mentioned two websites, Hattrick and Yahoo Sports. Now let's talk about Hattrick. If you like soccer, Hattrick is the site for you. Here the word site stands for website, and it means it is the place or the website for you.
And it sounds like this is very popular for soccer fans, and this site has nearly 1 million users, or people who use the site to play these fantasy sports. And it's the world's most popular fantasy soccer website.
And here, friends, we're talking about American soccer. This is different from American football. And here soccer is, we have a picture for you on page 20, a soccer ball, a black and white ball where you kick with your feet and not throw. That's American football. So if you join this website, then you can actually choose the language where you want the site to appear in, and you can manage the website using different languages.
And it sounds like if you use this site, if you play fantasy soccer or fantasy sports on this website, the cost is pretty nice. It sounds like it's the right price. It's free. There's no cost.
It's free. That is the best cost. So, if you like soccer, friends, and if you want to try to play fantasy sports online, if you want to be the manager of a sports team and make decisions about players and who plays and what they do, well, maybe you can join Hattrick and see what it's like to play.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, but before we do, let's watch a skit. Stay tuned.
So, how does it feel to be managing a sports team?
It feels great. I've always dreamed of managing a team.
Do you think you're qualified to be a manager?
Yeah, I've got what it takes. I have an internet connection, and I'm ready to play.
How do you feel about signing up with Hattrick?
Hattrick is the place for me. When it comes to soccer, there's no place like it. Nearly 1 million fans, so many languages to choose, and it's free.
That is hard to beat, but I understand that Yahoo has a lot to offer, too.
It's true. Yahoo offers a wide range of sports.
All in English, is that right?
Yes, it features the four biggest American sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
Yes, and they also have golf and auto racing.
You know a lot. Are you interested in becoming a manager? Hey, just pick a sport and sign up, then pick a username and a password. It's that simple.
Hey, maybe I will.
Hurry up. Let the fun begin. Is this interview over? I've got work to do.
Well, don't let me keep you.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, imagine managing your own professional sports team. You'd be responsible for putting together a team that wins, and hopefully wins it all. Millions of people around the world are already involved in fantasy sports. Of course, they're not really managing professional sports teams. It's just pretend. And that's why we use the word fantasy, which you'll remember from before the break. Let's check in right now with the after-break word bank. The first is the phrasal verb sign up, as in Misty signed up to receive her favorite magazine, Studio Classroom, in the mail. Next is the noun password. Tim couldn't access his bank account because he had forgotten his password. Okay, let's get back into fantasy sports. Our reading resumes on line 12.
Fantasy sports. Yahoo, on the other hand, offers a wide range of sports in English only and some extra paid options. Yahoo features the four biggest American sports: American football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. If you want to try something different, Yahoo also offers fantasy golf and auto racing. Once you pick a sport, sign up for the service you like the most. Then, pick your username and password to log on and get your team. Now the fun begins.
Now, before the break, we were talking about Hattrick, an online fantasy soccer website. Now we're going to move to our second website today, and we will talk about Yahoo. This is different because it offers a wide range of sports, but in English only. So this means if you join the Yahoo Sports website, then you can play a lot of fantasy sports online.
And it sounds like Yahoo is in English only, as Esther just said, whereas Hattrick, you could choose several different languages to enjoy that website. And another difference, it sounds like Yahoo is free, but it also has some extra paid options. So it sounds like there's the possibility of buying more services and perhaps actually earning some money depending on your success.
Let's define this word option. An option is a choice. So you have more paid choices when you join Yahoo. This means maybe you want to compete with other people or with your friends, then you can choose to do so. Now, what kind of sports does Yahoo offer? Well, it offers the four biggest American sports. Here, biggest means four most popular American sports: American football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
And that word hockey is one that most Americans know, but you might not know the word. Hockey is a sport that's similar to soccer, except you don't play on the ground, you play on ice. And you don't play with a ball, you play actually with a small black puck. And you hit the puck with sticks. Isn't that right, Esther?
That's right. Hockey is a very fun sport, also very popular in Canada. And there's a long stick, and the puck is something that's round but flat, and you hit it with your stick on ice. So you can ice skate, but people also play floor hockey where you can run, but that's not a professional sport. So this is very popular in North America, but our text is, if you want to try something different, Yahoo also offers what else, Chip?
Well, apparently Yahoo also offers fantasy golf and fantasy auto racing. So for you car racing fans, maybe you should take a look at Yahoo Auto Racing.
Right. And here, auto is short for automobile, which is automobile is a car. It's not short for automatic. So you can also play fantasy golf and auto racing on the Yahoo website. So what do you do? Well, once you pick a sport, you sign up for the service you like the most. Now, there, as we said, there are different paid options. So if you want more services, then you have to pay for it.
And that word sign up is one of our vocabulary words. To sign up for something means to enroll in something or put your name on a list. So, for example, you might enroll or sign up for a class, or you might sign up for the army, or here, you might sign up to play fantasy sports.
Right. Often, if you want to join a website, then you need to sign up for it. It means you need to join it and become a member. So what do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you pick your username. And this word username is two words combined into one word. And that means it's the name you use when you are on this website. So, for example, I often use the same username for many, many different websites.
And our article continues to refer to these people who use the website to play fantasy sports. Our article keeps calling them users. And so if you are a user of this website, then this username is your name on that website.
And once you pick your username, then you pick your password. Again, password is two words, pass and word, and you combine it into one word. This is the secret number or secret word that only you know, and it's like a key to get into the website. What kind of things do we have passwords for, Chip?
Well, I have a password for my email. I have a username and password for my email. And if I want to check my bank account online, then I have a username and password for that as well.
Right, so passwords are very important, and you need to make sure that you have a password that people can't guess very easily, like your name or your birthday, and you can find a username and make up a password, and then you can join and become a member on either the Hat Trick website or the Yahoo Sports website.
Yeah, so once you've got your username and password, once you've signed up to play fantasy sports, our article says, now the fun begins. Now, actually, I have not played fantasy sports, but in America, they're very popular. And actually, some of my friends have played fantasy sports and really enjoyed it.
Chip, why do you think people like to play fantasy sports? Is it that feeling of being in control of a team?
It is, and also, you can, we say, talk trash, and you can kind of make fun of some of your friends if their team is not doing very well, and your team is doing well. It's a competition. It's a fun competition with your friends.
So friends, if you've never tried this, maybe go online and join and have fun. Well, now let's go to the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Doris here today for a chat. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. It's great to be in the chat room again. You know, I had no idea that one can play fantasy sports on Yahoo.
I didn't know that either. Our article tells us Yahoo offers a wide range of sports. Doris, this phrase, a wide range of something, means a variety of something, right?
Well, that's right. A range of something is the full extent or the scope of something. So a wide range would include a large variety.
So it basically means many different kinds?
That's right. I know a lot of our students like to say many different kinds of things, but we can learn to use some other expressions, such as a wide range or a wide scope of something.
Or a broad range or scope of something?
Right. You can say a broad range as well.
若是要形容各种各样的，我们当然可以说 many different kinds， 但是还有几个其他的用法我们不妨记下来。 A wide range 或是 a broad range 表示广阔的范围，你可以说某人有 a wide range of knowledge， 就是有丰富的知识。除了用 range， 也可以用 scope， scope 也表示范围、领域、视野。 Are there any other ways to say a wide range of something?
Sure, we can also say an array of something. Array is spelled A-R-R-A-Y. Another word we can use is spectrum. So we can say a wide spectrum or a broad spectrum.
Doesn't spectrum refer to a band of colors?
Yes, that's one meaning of spectrum used in physics.But in a more general sense, Ken, spectrum can mean a wide range of related ideas. For example, we may talk about the spectrum of political beliefs.
I see. Spectrum 是物理学当中的光谱。广义的讲 spectrum 也可以表示范围。A spectrum of political beliefs, 各种的政治理念。Array 是一个排列，所以 an array of something 也可以形容各式各样的东西。
Well, there's a wide range of features on Studio Classroom, and one of them is language tips. So let's go there right now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 manage 这个动词。Manage 是指管理或经营，例如 Henry manages a car dealership in Texas. Henry 在德州经营一家汽车经销商。或者是 Vivian is capable of managing large projects. Vivian 有能力足以应付大型的计划。或者是 When you're a mom and employed full-time, you need to know how to manage your time. 当你又是妈妈又是全职工作的人，你必须知道如何管理时间。接下来我们看的是 sign up 这个动词片语。Sign 本来是指签名，所以 sign up 是指报名参加。如果是报名参加某项活动，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Bobby already signed up for an English class at the community center. Bobby 已经报名参加活动中心所举办的英文班。如果是报名去做某件事的话，是 sign up to do something. 例如 ，Marlene signed up to sell cookies at the fair.Marlene 报名要在嘉年华会中负责卖饼干。最后我们看的是 password 这个名词。password 是指电脑的通行密码。例如 ,the experts suggest not to use birthdays as passwords. 专家建议不要用生日当作通行密码。或者是 ,you have to enter your password before entering the system. 要进入这个系统前必须要输入你的密码。或者是 ,the eight-digit password is randomly picked by the computer. 这个八位数的密码是电脑随机挑选的。And time really flies. Keep up the good work and I'll see you around.
Fantasy Sports. Run a professional sports team without leaving your computer.Have you ever dreamed of managing your own sports team? In the world of fantasy sports, you can do it with just an internet connection. How does it work? The easiest way to play fantasy sports is through websites like Hattrick and Yahoo Sports. If you like soccer, Hattrick is the site for you. With nearly 1 million users,It's the world's most popular fantasy soccer website. Users can choose the language in which the site appears, and there is no cost to join. Yahoo, on the other hand, offers a wide range of sports in English only, and some extra paid options. Yahoo features the four biggest American sports: American football, baseball,basketball, and hockey. If you want to try something different, Yahoo also offers fantasy golf and auto racing. Once you pick a sport, sign up for the service you like the most. Then, pick your username and password to log on and get your team. Now the fun begins.
Now, if you think running a professional sports team would be fun, you should try fantasy sports. There are leagues for just about every major sport, including baseball, basketball, soccer, rugby, cricket, golf, and auto racing. Tomorrow, we're going to walk you through the process of building your own fantasy sports team, so please come back for that. Friends, a reminder that all of this month's vocabulary words are listed in the back of your magazine. So go ahead, grab some scissors, and cut up the pages so you can take the new words with you to review. I have to go now, but I hope that all of you have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.